glorious future, only to the sound of a sunbird, truly jealously. You are lying on a couch of green walnut, set on the topmost turret of a great white castle. To your feet you look around, the sun garden, whose sleek feathers are warm varnished gold, is parched by battle knots, resplendent against the ocean blue canopy of the sky in which there is no sun, in which there is no smell. You are clad in strange, outlandish clothes, breeches of dark green leather, and thickly quilled leather jacket. On your feet are russet red calfskin boots, supple and comfortable, into which the breeches are tucked at mid-calf. A heavy silver is bolted at the side, and with a shock, you realize that somehow you know how to use it skillfully and with deadly force. As the sunbird trills you, try vain to recall memories of Earth, but everything is hazy and distant. You have been taken from the world you know and trained in the art of swordplay. You cannot remember even who trained you or why. The hilt of the sword fits your hand snugly. Drawing it, you lunge and parry, marveling at how the world cuts through the air faster than I can follow. The sunbird seems perfect by the fine display of swordsmanship, but you are surprised when it cocks its head and speaks to you, its voice fluting merrily. Welcome, champion of fate, do not be dismayed, you are not yet in danger. Wherever you ask, feeling as if you are in a dream, far, far from your home, I fear to say. This is the world of Orb. You are in the garden of the gods. What is Orb, you demand? You will find it most strange and full of wonder, for it is very different from Earth. Men must share it not just with talking creatures, such as I, but with weird and fell monsters, giants, dragons and demons. There are warlocks and sorcerers too, great wielders of magic in the cities. But do not fear, you have been chosen to be our champion, for you are more likely to succeed than any other on Earth. Now I must complete my task. Come, my masters, bid you join me in the chamber below. Please follow me. Thank you.
With that, the golden sunbird flutters away down the spiral staircase. Shaking your head in confusion, you descend the stone steps into a large circular room where two beings stand towards you. Welcome, says one. Painful figure enfolded in swirling robe, many colors about which you can only see a perfectly smooth and hairless head. The robe shivers, its colors shifting as it steps towards you, catching your mind before you realize what is happening. Looking into your face, you see an image of yourself fighting for your life inside a huge temple. Then an image shifts and you see yourself leaving a walled city, hastening alone across a desolate wall, only to find yourself deep in a jungle, surrounded by devils with blue skins. Your name bristles and you realize that she's revealing glimpses of your destiny. It's only when they are over that you notice she has no eyes in this both pale face.